going on, motherfuckers? We're back again. I'm Jesse Shaduce, and always this debonair motherfucker next to me. And we got David Ward back with us again. Say, what's up, man?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling. The usual.
The usual. Just chilling. We're going to talk about a lot of shit today. First thing I want to talk about, let's talk about Elysium.
Yeah, man. Right? You guys haven't seen it yet.
No, I have not. I'm seeing it Friday.
I've heard seen it Friday. Stuff about
that's
it.
That's a shame.
Trailer, that's about it.
Right.
It's really solid. You can really tell that Neil Blomkamp was kind of butthurt he didn't get to make his Halo movie in it.
Was it supposed to be a Halo movie?
He was supposed to do Halo. Yeah, he was supposed to direct Halo.
Yeah, he was supposed to do
so
Halo.
So that's the second time that somebody's basically gotten a budget to make a Halo movie and just made something different.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want a Halo movie.
Why?
It hurts.
I don't. I'll tell you why. Halo TV show coming to Xbox One, Steven Spielberg.
You know what? That's right. I keep forgetting about that.
And I'm going to tell you...
They need to release more information or everybody's just going to forget and not care.
And I'm going to tell you, I'd much rather be a TV show because then you can get in depth into things that you can't do in a movie.
Yeah. It won't be restricted
to 2 hours. You can take your time. Like, because honestly, if you were to... Say you were to do the story of Halo 1... You could literally break that up into a trilogy. honestly, the amount of information that's in that.
And the amount of characters, and everybody that's involved in that, there's tons of platoons getting dropped. You know, just
ODSTs,
going out and clearing out as much Covenant as it can.
Exactly. There's a whole lot going on in the Halo universe.
ODSTs. Oh, my God, dude. If I could be one.
Dude, you're just flying.
Just ride through the atmosphere. You see the fire and everything. You hit the ground. You hop out and start shooting. Killing them.
Oh, yeah, you start shooting things. You're flying out of the sky. Your retro rockets fire. That thing still hits the ground pretty fucking hard.
Oh yeah,
and I've seen plenty of the times, like especially in the Halo Legends cartoon.
Oh yeah,
some of the motherfuckers just don't make it.
Yeah, your knees buckle when your body drops.
Like they'll knock into each other and gets ugly.
Some of them just get hit really hard when they hit the ground.
Damn.
there's no Jew ODSTs. There just isn't. You're telling me I'm going to hop in this pod and it's going to fire me through the atmosphere at a planet. I'll pass.
Can I just clean water? I want to clean water.
Jews don't pull G's.
I'll make coffee. Jews don't pull G's.
Can I talk in the mic?
I'll gladly make a pastrami on rye for everybody involved.
Sure, it's kosher.
It's always kosher.
Oh, man.
Come on, like there's no ODST named Morty.
Morty, drop it in.
I'm coming in semi-warm. Lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
So what are you going to say?
Room temperature.
Like speaking of like ships and what they drop in, the ships they fly in Elysium are essentially pelicans.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They look exactly
in the trailer,
like pelicans.
They're
Elysium,
pelicans.
Elysium is a giant halo. Like, I looked over my buddy Seth, you met him.
Right.
And right at the beginning of the movie when they show Elysium, I was like, is that Installation 01? Like, is that... I was like, what's going on there? Am I missing something?
Don't touch it. Flood's going to come out.
Is that Forerunner technology? What is this?
But they don't explain how they build it. Nothing. They just explain the economy with the shit, and there's a ring in the sky.
Well, what's her name? Oh, they actually broke it down on the internet about how much it would actually cost to build Elysium.
Oh yeah,
it was.
I don't want to think about
it was above the trillions. Whatever the number is, over trillion, and then like 478,900,000,000. It was like decatrillion or something. I don't know, some weird fucking number. Big. It's real big.
it's
a big number. I'm not Asian. I don't know. It's fucking...
is it self-sustaining? Like...
Yeah.
It's actually... It needs no supplies, correct? Like it...
No, it's all just... I mean, there's farms on it and stuff, I'm sure, but they're not in charge of that. It's all rich people.
Right.
So, they get the poor folks do that.
Yeah. Like the poor folks... I'm sure they have some poor folks there.
Do they have robots?
They have robots.
That's it. Okay. All the cops and every like peacekeeper, it's all mechanized.
Which is why you see so many brown people in the trailer on Earth, because they don't need them to cut the grass. They have robots.
Like, we were talking about in the movie.
What?
That's so terrible.
But it's true. But like,
it's normally
it's,
the kind of shit
look,
I don't like to.
It is a fucked
yeah,
up. It is a look. It is a fucked up movie on many levels. That's all I'm pointing out is that they couldn't even bring Mexicans up there to cut the grass
or pick
the fruit.
My friend was like,
thereby allowing them to have a good existence
because it's in L.A. and they're like, right. Man, L.A. just it's all Spanish speaking people, and I'm
well,
like,
what is L.A. now?
Spanish speaking.
It's like,
people?
Yeah.
There's a great deal with Spanish.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like
Los
a really
Angeles.
Big Marion Oaks.
Because
like,
Los Angeles was part of Mexico, kids. Let's not forget. Like,
yeah.
Mexico owned that shit.
It's Los Angeles.
I don't know why we get
Los Angeles.
I don't know why we get mad that they cross the border and go back home. Like, that's fucking who's getting mad?
Not me.
Listen, white people, let's face it. You don't want to cut the grass. You don't want to pick the fruit. Somebody's got to do it. I think we need a migrant worker program in this country. I think you know, I don't want to get political, but I think we do. I think we need a valid program where you have an ID, you come into this country during the season, you work, you take your earnings back with you to your family, and then you come back next season.
Yeah.
Why not?
That would... And then whoever's actually growing it, you know, reaps the benefits of...
Exactly.
It was grown by me.
Right.
It was picked by them, but now I'm selling it.
Yeah. Exactly. And my thing is like, look... You want to complain about immigration and illegal immigration and all these things? Here's a solution to it. Migrant worker program. Okay? Other countries do it. It's not that strange.
High schools do it. It's called the student exchange program.
That's a way to look at it. Yeah.
Sort of. Except they're not earning money. They're just, you know, taking loads of the pay from Americans.
Come sign up for the Beaner exchange program.
Oh, the beep.
Beep.
Dude, if the economy gets any worse here, I'll be crossing the border. I'll fucking go down there to work. Be in a cartel.
No, I'm not going to Mexico.
Yeah,
anymore.
I don't want
to
go there, man.
I've seen too many videos.
Yeah, I've seen videos.
We talked about that last week, man. Brazil.
I could be Das Gringo. Why not?
In all honesty, that's the kind of shit that like I know goes on in the world. I don't need to see it.
No, yeah, I don't want to see it either.
Not.
No,
I don't want to think about it.
Hey, look, you can't unsee that.
There's a body burning in that barrel. Somebody get the marshmallows.
Don't hold it too close to the fire.
Let's take advantage of this. We can turn this into a positive.
Yeah, I mean, if you got the marshmallow close enough, you could get some skin on it. It'd be like a bacon-covered marshmallow.
Oh, God. Oh, that is rough.
It's all pink on the inside, kids.
That reminds me of an episode of It's Always Sunny where
I don't like that show.
I know you
show.
Don't get that show, man.
I don't know why I ever even tried to watch that. I was like, Danny DeVito, I'll pass.
It's
oh.
Come on, man. That's what rough. Like what? Taxi?
It's a great show.
It was a great show.
Well, no,
but
he
but
had
it
twins.
Great, it wasn't great because
he had,
of him.
He had twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that wasn't great because of him.
And are you saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger was the savior of twins?
You didn't like Throw Mama from the Train?
Never saw that one.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that either.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And then
as Penguin?
He was good as
okay. All right. Cobblepot.
You know, it's because of him that I like not just rip up my bank statements, whatever that right. when I throw them away. I tear the shit out of them, tiny little pieces.
Oh yeah, because he pieced them all together
all
with tape and time.
Bit of patience.
Yeah.
At the time, I was like, no, that's my bank account number. You can't have it.
Look, let's face it, okay? The kind of people that are trying to piece together paper ain't out at the dump, okay? And they're not smart enough to do it anyway. Moving on.
Next.
Moving on.
Okay, so, okay, we'll get right into this. I had this thing, okay, where I thought, like, what if Quantum Leap was really fucked up?
Here he goes.
Okay, no, get this. What if, like, you know how Sam goes back in time, right, to, like, right wrongs and, like, make justice and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. What if Ziggy, which is the AI, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, what if Ziggy sends him back in time, but Ziggy's, like, this malevolent, like, Skynet type of AI, and he's really, like, tricking the hell out of Sam. So everything that Sam does is for, like, the detriment of mankind. So everything he's doing, he's thinking, like, he's righting the wrongs, and, like, Al's telling him everything's all
good
gravy
job,
and shit.
Sam. Everything's like, for the better now.
He's like, way to go, Sam. Things have improved. He's, like, typing in on his little fucking pad there, and he's
his
like...
little Rubik's Cube.
Because he always tells him what the odds are and what improves and stuff like that. Well, imagine, like, he gets back to the future, and, like, everything's fucked up, and humanity's, like, wiped out, and the AI starts... He's like, thank you, Sam. And all of a sudden, Terminator music plays. Right?
Right? Exactly. How messed up would that be?
Explain this to me. With the beginning of Quantum Leap, because I can't remember for the life of me, did they employ Sam, or did he...
No, I think he invented the technology. Yeah, I think he invented that technology.
Right.
And decided, hey, instead of finding a lab rat or whatever, a guinea pig, I'm going to do this myself.
Oh.
Because it was his idea to begin with.
Right.
Gotcha.
So he goes back, and Al's just, I guess... I don't know what the doctor is. I really don't know. But he just helps him. He's like, oh, he jumped in.
Well, he's just a hologram. I think he's a hologram maybe Sam created.
Yeah.
He might be a hologram created by...
Ziggy.
God, you know... Did you start reading Ready Player One,
Carl? No, not yet. Not yet.
No. I want to.
It's so good.
The holographic helper, I would have picked up.
Oh, yeah.
I would have had out. Little big old cigar in his hand.
Man, imagine if Sam, you know, travels back in time. Because you know he travels into women and to men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine he travels back in time and he's in this really hot chick. And she's just, like, servicing this guy's manhood. Oh. She's just, like, blowing him real good. So,
with
like...
the hand backwards.
Yeah, yeah, she's just, like,
kicking it in. Like, that's proper form right there.
Right? And he's just going to town on it and whatever. He pops in and he's like... Oh,
whoa,
shit.
Oh, boy.
Wow. No. Oh, God, why? No.
And he starts tearing it up, right? He starts getting into it. And all of a sudden, like, Al shows up and goes, Sam, that's not why we're here. He goes, I don't know about you, but that's why I'm here. Cox and cum.
I'm hungry.
Took a dark turn.
Oh, I can feel it. He's about to give me a quantum ski.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Al, I'm going to be a minute. As he wipes his mouth.
You know how long it's been since that guy's gotten laid proper?
Yeah.
Serious, man. Of course. He takes on the emotions of these people that he goes into. So,
look,
yeah, if
I'm
this
gonna
chick
tell
is
you.
Like
let me tell you something.
A nympho? He's gonna
Quantum Leap wouldn't happen if I was fucking Sam. I'll tell you why. Because they sent me back in time. Whoever's body I'm getting into, I'm gonna go out and fucking have... fuck crazy with it.
Yeah. one's dead. All right,
actually,
next one.
They did impart a rule against that. He needs to make it right before he can jump onto the next one.
Right. Oh, it'll
you
be right.
You go in there and you start fucking shit up, you ain't
getting
it.
No, not fucking it up. Like, fucking. Like, just...
Well, that might fuck it up.
Yeah, that might... You're gonna
fucking
like
never
25
fucks it up.
25 kids and... 900
oh, you know,
STDs.
You know what? You're right. It doesn't fuck anything up. Go out there and get all the fucking STDs you want, dog. Go fuck.
Hey,
so that when you lose control of this body, someone finally regains their consciousness.
I'm
my God.
Hey, I don't have to suffer the consequences. I'm time traveling, motherfucker.
Someone regains control of their body and they got blue waffle dick and it's like
splitting
in half.
Not my problem.
I did my
stint.
Ends up looking like a turtle dick.
Oh, hey.
Have you seen a turtle dick?
Look.
Hey.
Oh, that guy that makes a dude head or whatever?
No.
What are you talking about?
You've never seen
turtles make when they're
fucking. Yeah, you've never seen.
Oh, no, yeah. I've seen it when
God,
yeah, and they're watching
the
it. Somebody videotaped
thing.
It on YouTube. Yeah,
I
yeah.
I about died.
Yeah, I've watched it.
Oh, God.
No, but I'm serious, man. I'm in Quantum Leap. Like, what if I like travel back in time and I'm like Caligula? You think I'm going to turn that ship around? Hell no.
No.
I think.
Nah, just keep sailing straight on ahead.
Exactly. It's like, wait, what are we doing at 2 o'clock? Orgy with, like, half of the chicks in Rome? Sign me up. Al's like, no, Sam, I don't think we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to chart another course. Be like, I got my course selected. I'm going. Yeah. Yeah, full marks. Fucking going in. Fuck. I want to get Scott Bakula on the phone and be like, Scott, we're going to do fucked up Quantum Leap, man. Are you with me?
Quantum Skeet, let's get it.
Quantum Skeet.
He's like,
that's a hell of a porn parody for you right there.
Oh, yeah,
Quantum
wouldn't Skeet. It be? But like, hey, baby, you ever fucked a hologram? Yeah, I could just shoot my dick inside you from across the room. Here, come play with my Ziggy.
That's another thing. That guy was never ginger with that. He's always smacking the crap out of it.
He was
like, yo, dude,
because,
relax.
Because it's a hologram. Don't you think it was funny that he was smacking the shit out of a hologram?
I thought he was a hologram of a real dude.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's...
Like, in the future. Oh. And that's another thing. They do kind of touch on how when Sam is in somebody's body...
Right.
That actual person is not necessarily in their custody in the future, kind of, because, you know, it's...
Well, you mean, like, he's just, like, in a cell, like, hanging out?
Yeah, when he was Elvis... They, I was mentioning how Elvis was singing songs and entertaining the whole facility or whatever.
Right.
What if he jumps into, like, a serial killer? Somebody really dark. And they break out.
What?
And fuck the future.
Yeah, but what if they break the time equipment and Sam's, like, stuck in the serial killer's body?
Dude, I'm telling
you. But then, like, the cops know who the serial killer is because of the evidence. They break in and then Sam gets electrocuted, you know, because... He gets found guilty of the crimes and stuck inside this guy's body, and then they ice him.
That would be rough.
Beautiful.
Right? That's a storybook ending.
That's a dark turn.
They're all dark turns,
that's
sir.
An Alf ending right there.
It's an Alf ending?
Yeah. You know how Alf ended?
No, how did Alf end? I had the whole series. I don't think I've ever finished
it. Oh my god, the show ended with... The season finale was a two-parter.
Uh-huh.
And the first part was the government taking Alf away to get him exterminated.
What?
And they never showed the second half of the season finale.
What? So, why? It got canceled just like that?
They decided not to air it.
I don't know.
I would figure that would be huge.
We're going to watch that.
I never heard about that.
Seriously,
that's insane.
Did they never film it, or they just didn't release
it? They filmed it, just never released, I guess.
It's got to be out there somewhere.
I'm sure it's got to be out there, but that's what children were left with on the TV.
I never watched Alf, but I'll watch it for
that. I'm going to Pirate Bay that motherfucker in 10 minutes.
Great.
Pirate Bay.
It's crazy. Dark turns, man.
Dude, that's I didn't know that. That is dark as fuck.
It's one of those shows that the season finale... was way different than what the rest of the show was.
Man.
And I read it on a Cracked article or something.
Wow, that's fucked up. That's like that's a cliffhanger you don't leave a show on.
Yeah. Especially a show that kids watch.
Well, there was a show
family
that...
Family friendly, like...
Yeah. There was a show that I really liked that was on recently. It was on Fox. It was that show where they traveled back in time to old Earth. What was it called?
Terra Nova. Terra Nova was the shit.
I like that show. It got canceled. Fox cancels everything good.
They canceled. Did you watch Alcatraz?
That's because everything good requires a certain degree of intelligence. People that are watching TV don't have that.
Yeah, they
I don't necessarily know if Terra Nova needed a lot of intelligence.
It had time travel, which is almost too much for
these
people.
Dinosaurs, shit like that. If it's not, like...
Dude, it had the guy that played the asshole in Avatar. Like, you know, the one that...
Yeah.
The dude with the
stars
and shit?
Yeah, the colonel that was going to give him his legs.
He's got him in there?
Dude, he's a good guy, though, but he's a badass good guy, and he plays the leader of the encampment.
Yeah. Like, I can't see him as a Jew ODST.
No.
He seems like a hard-ass.
He's a hard-ass, but, like, he's badass. He's a good guy, though, in this one.
The show, God, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Because the show that was a really solid show.
It is. And once, I thought so.
Once you get past Mike and Molly, two fat people living together, America kind of tunes out, I've realized.
You think?
It's hard.
Well, that's, I don't think Mike and Molly is the typical, you know, American couple. I think one of them's really skinny and the other one's fat.
No, they're both fat.
No, but I'm saying, I think you see, like, when you see, like, a fat person, they're usually with a really skinny person.
Right.
Which is such a weird thing.
Yeah, because one eats all the food and the other one begs for scraps.
Sitting at the edge of the table. Baby, please feed me.
Oh, she dropped that. That's fair game.
I think that there's some sort of need, I think, to feel something cushy when because they're all bones. Like, I think there's an innate need to feel flesh from the skinny person.
Yeah, if it's
too
skinny people, it's like... Two piles of rocks just kind of...
Rubbing together.
I don't see that.
So my friend asked me the other night, he goes, what do you think about metrosexuals? I was like, I don't think there's any such thing as metrosexuals. I call them the halfway theirs. He's like, the halfway theirs? I was like, yeah, they've already committed the wardrobe. They're just not quite sure about the dick yet.
That's fair.
Right? Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Cause like
rocking the V-neck, landscaping.
Look, if I rocked a V-neck, it'd look like a chia pet was growing out of my V-neck.
Oh shit! I'm sorry.
Damn son!
I never know these guys were
calling me out. I'm rocking a V-neck.
I didn't know that your V-neck. Well, it's not like a V-neck.
Well, yeah,
I don't manscape.
Like
I like the man hair flow.
I mean,
it's not
like
a V-neck.
Them low cut ones where they're like, you know, showing up, like half the damn
like
collarbone.
Like it's basically their
shit.
Nipples are poking out the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Hey, Star Wars update.
Oh yeah?
They're filming.
Well, yeah, we actually skipped that last week.
Yeah, they started filming.
They started filming in the UK.
Yep.
They leased a development space for 10 years.
Okay.
10 years?
Now, here's my question. And we really can't answer it, but I'm going to pose it anyway. What 7, 8, and 9 are we getting? Are we going to get 7, 8, and 9 with Heir to the Empire and Dark Empire? Or is that what we're going to get, where Luke turns to the dark side under the new Emperor for a while?
I would assume it would be that, because if you look at the progression, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's not a whole lot of time between them.
Right.
So I would assume they would kind of stick to that and just kind of...
Well, I think it would work, too, because then the second movie could still be the dark one, like Empire was.
Yeah.
You know?
So what, are they going to CGI Mark Hamill?
No, they're all in it.
Well, yeah, I know they're all in it.
Well,
but
he's going to be older. They're going to make it seem like it's 30 gotcha. Years or 20 years after whatever. Because supposedly Mara Jade's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Jason and Jaina Solo.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah.
And on the podcast, they'll probably get pissed.
What?
But Zac Efron and...
Oh.
Yeah.
Zac Efron is supposed to be in the movie.
Who's the guy from Drive? Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling is supposed to be a Jedi.
They're both up for parts.
Yeah. Now, if Ryan
Gosling, Mr. Personality.
If Ryan Gosling...
That dude puts me to sleep.
If Ryan Gosling plays Ben Skywalker, he'll be perfect for Ben Skywalker. Okay? Because Ben Skywalker is kind of an Obi-Wan Kenobi type of dude. He's not like a real, you know, let's go out there and cause mayhem. Now, I think Zac Efron would be a banging Jason Solo.
But every time I see him, I see dancing in high school. And
I think that's a misconception. He was really good in that last movie he did then, when we talked about it.
The one where he's the soldier or whatever?
Yeah, the soldier one.
Yeah.
And I don't really, like, I didn't watch it, but from the parts I saw, like, he could play a serious role. And I think he wants to be a serious actor. I think he wants to get out of that, I'm a High School Musical Disney kid thing.
Get your head in the game.
Yeah. No, don't get your head in the game. Get your head in a twat.
Please.
That's what you do. I bet Zac Efron gets his head in twats a lot.
Oh, yeah. Probably. He's
a good looking guy.
He's frolicking.
He's frolicking? Frolicking through a field of twats.
Oh, yeah.
That's a smelly field.
Zac Efron. They got John Williams.
You know he's doing that in his head.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Zac Efron, I'm Zac Efron, I'm Zac Efron. It's the worst movie to be. Gotta get a lot more pussy. Gotta let's say, I'm Zac Efron. Gotta get some pussy. Gotta get some pussy. Gotta get some pussy. Zac Efron.
Seriously, like, if you're an actor that basically gets thrown into the cast of any Star Wars movie, that's instant pussy.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
For life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For life. I mean, granted, a lot of female Star Wars fans.
Right.
Maybe not the hottest.
Nah.
There is a great deal of hot ones.
There are more hot Star Wars girls than there are Trek girls. And that's a fact of life.
There are Trek girls?
Jack.
I mean, really? I don't hate Trek, but I didn't know there was Trek girls, so...
They exist. They're out there.
Yeah. I mean, they're not pretty. Like, when Heroes Landing had a... You know, a Trek day, I was actually there, and by God, I saw a lot more Klingons.
Klingons and Romulans.
Saw a lot more Klingons and Romulans than I saw them green bitches.
Oh, that's rough.
You ain't
sorry,
lying.
Trek fans.
Hey, I'm just saying. Clock, clock, when they clock. That's not attractive, okay? I don't care what you.
Nah.
Not unless she's doing it while she's sucking my dick. Yeah, speak Klingon for me, baby. I'm gonna put it in your neutral zone. Back up.
I'm about to go where damn baby has gone before.
Yeah, right in your ass.
Engage. Wait, yeah. No, that's not a good word.
I'm engaged in some foreplay. Set my phasers on Boone.
God damn it, Sean Connery just makes everything better. I don't know why. Sean Connery would have been like Bones.
That would have been good.
Oh my something. God. God damn it, Jim. I'm a doctor. I'm not a cum sweeper.
And I'll just fucking these alien bitches, Jim.
Yeah, he's always fucking alien chicks. Like, you gotta wonder, like, do they have automatic sheet cleaners? Because they're busy as fucking Jim Kirk's fucking...
We were thinking about this the other day. Vanessa, she was like, do all females just have normal vaginas? Because that's what they treat it like in some of those movies.
Hey, once again, no beaners in space. Think about that for 1 second. Name one Spanish guy in Star Trek.
Do it. Worf. Name one.
Just Worf. Kidding.
Just kidding.
Oh, they got a Native American, Chakotay.
Yeah, Chakotay. Think about it.
Damn it.
Name one Spanish guy in Star Trek.
No.
You want to know why you never see him? Them motherfuckers are in engineering, son. Yo, we
They're
feast,
in the agricultural sector.
We feast the warp drive with some duct tape and super juice. We can go now. All right, I'll put her in gear.
That's rough, man. They've been done beforehand.
And here's another thing, though.
What?
With all that alien vagina,
yeah.
You really mean to tell me all of it is an okay pH balance for you to just stick it there?
That's
what
a theory.
What if it's like dipping your dick in battery acid?
But like, what if they have weird vaginas? Like, who's to say it just looks like a regular vagina, like you're saying? Like, what if you look at that, like, what if you go down there and it's like... It's just this whole, like, mangled fucking something. Just, like, oh. And, like, who's to say, like, you know, they all have different bodies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to taste good?
Oh, what if it's, like, right between their boobs?
Even better.
Yeah that's, dude. You could, oh, my gosh.
You could kill two birds with
bonus.
One stone.
That's bonus.
Beautiful. Be like,
from the nipple to the clit, to the nipple to the clit. And
from
back again.
Squeeze them together while you're just
imagine you could rub their clit with
and
their
it's
nipple
green or blue or whatever.
You could rub their clit with their own nipple. Right?
Oh yeah.
I don't know,
this is fucked up. Yeah, this is
so
fucked up, but
bend it at a weird
Kirk
angle,
has gone
is, like,
Kirk has gone jacked off with
yo,
a tailor too.
Okay,
before.
What do you think happens if you're fucking and you get beamed up? Right? Your bodies are inside of each other. How does it account for that?
Do you lose your dick? Like, I mean, I'm just gonna call it out. Like,
that's what.
Yeah.
I'm,
what if
you're
warped on a different page?
No. What if she gains your dick?
Oh my god.
No. You that's like bad news.
That's bad. Yeah. Now she's got a that dick would, in between her would... titties, and that's rough.
Now she's a green tranny from the planet Gobble Gobble.
That would ruin my day, bro.
Oh yeah.
No.
No transport fucking. There's no sex in the transporter room. I
no
repeat.
No sex in the transporter room. No sex in the transporter room. No matter what anybody
what
says, there is
no
sex
in
the
transporter
room.
Oh, man. Yeah. When you beam alone. I beam alone all the time.
I beam alone the whole time.
I beamed alone yesterday.
That would be a bad day.
Right?
It's just... Because you can't even fix it. Like, you can't...
We gotta go
to the med bay.
Some cocky asshole behind a control panel is like, no, wait, hold on, I can fix this,
holy Christ. Did your dick get beamed inside? Holy crap, son. I don't think I can fix it.
You're looking at this empty part of your body that used to be your cock and balls. Actually, just a cock, unless you can actually get the balls in there, too.
Who knows what these aliens are?
Bravo!
Bravo, buddy, man. Damn.
Yo, what if you go to go down there, and her shit's like a goddamn Venus flytrap, and it just kind of, like, opens up and makes a noise at you? And she's like,
the dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
It's making a noise.
Dude,
I feel like that fat guy in Jurassic Park.
It spits acid on your dick.
I'm like, I don't know if I should do this. She's like, just put your head in there and be like, all right.
Oh, baby.
Hey, when in Rome. Hey, when in Romulus, do what the Romulus do.
I think it's Romulus.
Whatever. I don't watch
Star Trek. I can't believe I just defended Trek.
Yeah, you did. That was
sorry.
Rough.
I'm so sorry.
You're like, I think it's called Romulus.
I didn't say it like that. God damn it.
That reminds me.
I'm borderline. Seriously, we got to watch the wars.
Yeah, you're starting to... Oh, I just got all of the Star Wars, the Clone Wars, all the seasons.
God, I haven't seen those yet.
I haven't seen any of them.
Bro, I've seen a few of them. And I got to tell you, like, the first two seasons were... By the time it gets to season 3 and 4, though, it is in full fucking badassery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it actually gets a little bit more adult and stuff as time goes on. Because, like, they were like, okay, the kids that were watching this now are a few years older. Let's turn it up a notch.
Yeah, I remember at Celebration, they were announcing... I think they showed an episode from the upcoming season. And,
yeah.
They showed Darth Maul's brother. And I was like, right. All stoked about that. Yeah, he had the tattoos on his face, but, you know, they were yellow instead of the red. He
right.
Just as fierce, and I was like...
Yeah, Savage Opress.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
And I was stoked about that. I wanted to start watching it, but...
Right.
You know me, man. I'm not really a TV watcher. I don't make time for anything other than Walking Dead.
Right.
So,
which is coming up, man, in 2 months.
October.
It can't come soon enough.
I know.
It can't come soon enough, man.
So, other Star Wars awesome news.
Yeah.
D23 is this weekend, which is the big Imagineering Disney. Right. It's kind of Disney's Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
And so, there's these boxes that no one talked about the whole con, and they say Orange Harvest on them, which, of course, is harking to New Hope with the whole Blue Harvest.
Yeah.
You see
and
anything that says Harvest?
Oh, my God.
And
look at that picture.
It's got R2 pulled out.
That is amazing.
And so, basically, it says, there's a tagline under it, speculation beyond imagination.
Oh,
and so it's
man, here we go, guys. Yeah. Star Wars.
It's going to be an expansion. Supposedly, the big rumor is that, because attendance has been down at Hollywood Studios, because no one goes
They've already torn down the backlot tour, and they're expanding it. It's going to be a Star Wars land.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yes. Huge. They've taken out the stunt show, too. The stunt show is now gone.
Yeah.
It's going to be all Star Wars. Dude, I am so stoked.
You could not...
I'm stoked beyond belief.
Ugh. I want it.
I'm ready to fucking fly to the Spice Mines at Kessel.
That'll change your mind.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
Spice Mines.
Fuck yeah, get fucked up in the Spice Mines of Kessel.
Like, can you think they're going to have, like, Bantha milk you can drink?
I don't give a shit what they have. They got to better have all kinds of stuff, dude. I'm ready.
They're gonna have
everything. I want blue milk. I want fucking shit. I want crispy bodies outside of a hut. I want everything, man. Give it to me, like Star Wars. Just give it to me, man. I'm ready.
What's the? Because I'm not as well versed. I'm not as well versed on the wars as you guys are.
Right.
But what's the alien race that plays music? I want to go into a bar and have them.
Oh God. The Bith.
Yeah, Bith.
Yeah, they're Bith. Yeah. Oh, dude.
I want them playing their crazy ass instruments.
I was like, is he talking about Max Rebo? Because
no,
I don't know what the hell he is.
No, I don't think
like
I don't think they know.
There's
what he
there's
is.
Some Uber nerd out there that's like, I'll have you know, Max Rebo is. He lives on the planet. Nobody gives a shit.
I've never known what size noodles is.
No.
Other than weird looking.
Yeah, very strange. You know, I just love all the characters, man. I love all the alien races. I think it's so inventive, and I like the fact that like Star Wars wasn't afraid to go non bipedal. They weren't afraid to go non humanoid. Like, you know, Star Trek, I understand, was a show and it had a very limited budget, and basically everybody looked like a
god. And that budget showed, man. That budget showed hard sometimes.
Yeah, but I will give Star Trek credit on this. It did break a lot of boundaries back when it came out.
Oh yeah,
the first interracial kiss on television. I mean, you know, it did. It did show a future of multi-ethnic cultures, and except for Beaners, that were
it gave us George Takei.
George Takei and Gene Roddenberry and the whole set knew he was gay. Yeah. Had no problem with it.
and fully accepted him. And I think that that's something that's so amazing for that time.
Oh yeah.
And I think that Roddenberry should be saluted for his commitment to it, to diversity, man, and especially in those days. He broke ground on a lot of different things, and I'm sorry, you know, we may, you know, give Star Trek the boo-hoo as far as, like, how much we like the wars, but, hey, who's to say if there wasn't a Star Trek, there would have been a Star Wars?
You know, you're giving them a lot of credit, but I agree.
Look, the popularity, it brought sci-fi into the mainstream.
Yeah.
It made it serious, whereas, like, before you had, like, you know, Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon and stuff, and that cheesy 70s disco music playing with it, and Star Trek really brought a seriousness into the mainstream.
Yeah.
With sci-fi, and I think it had
its own vibe, its own feel to it.
Yeah.
It wasn't using, like, external...
Correct.
...music or ideas. It was... literally its own thing with its own style. And
yeah,
right. And I think
very original.
I think if you got to give Gene Roddenberry and Star Trek that credit. You know, I don't hate the original series. I more dislike the fans of Star Trek than I do Star Trek.
Yeah, they're assholes, man.
They are assholes, and they wonder why they got their ass kicked in Fanboys.
Oh, I wish I was in that room.
Cry havoc, the dogs of war. Han Solo is a bitch.
Nobody calls Han Solo a bitch. And it also opened people's eyes to alien fucking.
Oh, yeah. Right? Interspecies erotica of a different kind.
Fuck yeah.
Extraterrestrial interspecies of erotica.
It made way for Twi'leks.
I ain't gonna lie. Let me tell you something right now, buddy. If Mass Effect universe was real, I'd have me a blue bitch for show.
With all them little blue kids.
Oh man, look.
Believe it.
Liara was my chick in Mass Effect. Oh yeah,
you've told me, man.
Look, this guy here has not played Mass Effect.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I played the first one, I just couldn't get into it.
You didn't even answer my question.
I accept it. He couldn't get into it. The first one, arguably the best one ever.
The first one...
What about it? Did you
that's
not
actually
like?
The... That's opposite of what I hear most people say. A lot of people dislike the first one.
You want to know why? Because they're not role-playing people.
Gotcha.
That's why. The first Mass Effect...
You could change your armor. Right. You could change upgrades on your weapons.
The only downside to the first one is that basically you were stuck with the weapon classes that it gave you for your character type, whereas in the third one, I mean, you could just go rampant.
Yeah, and in the second one, there's a certain point, I believe, right, when you're on the collector ship, you mm-hmm. find some weapons and you can actually change, you can add another weapon class, right, to your proficiencies.
Gotcha. See, I think what happened was the more I grew older,
right,
like, I really burned myself out on RPGs when I was younger, man.
I don't know about that.
Dude, I put, like, easily between Final Fantasy X and X-2, I put, like, 200 hours into it.
Dude.
I tried
to get into 10, man. I couldn't.
I love 10.
10 was beautiful.
I could not take the ending. That he was a dream and the whole thing was not real.
But in 10-2, they amend that.
That's like a Metal Gear.
Sons of Liberty? Fuck that game.
I never played Metal Gear.
Let me tell you something. The first Metal Gear Solid, well, not the first, because technically Nintendo was the first, but the first one on the PlayStation.
Go Nintendo.
Right? The first one on the PlayStation was fantastic, okay?
I thought Solid was the first one on PlayStation.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah,
that's what you said. On Nintendo, they had Metal Gear and right. Metal Gear 2 Snake's
right.
Revenge.
Okay.
That was it.
So Metal Gear Solid, amazing.
Right.
Metal Gear Sons of Liberty was actually a really good game. Till you get to the end and find out it was a VR simulation. Training Raiden.
And then didn't they sell an expansion that was just VR missions?
Yeah.
That's I remember crazy. That. I thought it was the dumbest shit I ever saw.
Dude, how bullshit was that? You played this epic fucking game, man. Like, it's like, it takes you on a ride, and you get to the end, and you realize it was bullshit.
I've never had
a
game...
Good job, Snake.
Yeah.
I haven't had a game piss me off like that in a while.
What was the last game that really pissed me off?
Well, Mass obviously Effect. You didn't play Mass Effect.
Yeah. Mass Effect 3 has made me so angry over the ending that I didn't get a fairy tale happy ending. The ending I want with my fucking woman by my side, my little blue children, and my friend Garrus and my buddy Rex. Fuck you, BioWare. I've said it again. We've already talked about
it
before.
I'm not even
gonna
lie about it. I cried. I was so upset. I was holding my controller, standing
That's
in front
powerful.
Of my TV, and I'm like, no.
Because that game,
be I don't
because,
like
because that game took me through emotions that I didn't think a game could take me through. When I was in number three and Rex was by my side and we were taking on the Genophage and we were gonna attack the tower and we were
sense of camaraderie.
He was like, "You're my brother, Shepard," and I was like, "Hell yeah!" And he's like, "Live or die, we go in this together." And I was like, "Oh my god!"
And then he talks about for generations to come,
they will sing
Krogan
the songs
sing
of
songs
Shepard.
Of Shepard, and
Jesus,
it will be synonymous
with when you have a buildup like that, and then you get to the tower, somebody sacrifices their life to cure the Genophage, a character that's been endearing to you since the second one. And all these choices that you've made have added up, and like you say, if you save the Rachni, they come to your rescue. All of these things that you've done, and you get three choices by a fucking little AI midget fucking kid.
Not to mention the hundreds of hours I personally dumped into each one of those titles.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Let me tell you something, and we talked about this.
I'm kind of glad I missed this experience.
Well, they pissed off people so bad that they came and made an extended ending.
Well, yeah, but the extended ending still didn't fix anything as far as I heard.
It did. Actually, believe it or not, they handled this swimmingly.
Right.
Like, total pros. They didn't change the ending, they just added more to it.
Right, right.
They explained why this was this way and that was that way and whatever. And after I played, I reloaded my my last save, got to the ending again.
Yep.
And when I saw it, I was satisfied. I was like, why the fuck didn't they do this to begin with?
Because they didn't piss anyone off yet.
I cried, bro.
Oh, and listen, they did.
I'm not the type of dude that cries for, you know, a whole lot of things, but as many hours as I put into this freaking game,
and as evolved you've been with the character.
Tugged on my heartstrings, like, to see that, I felt like they owe me more.
They robbed me. And honestly,
do
you know there is an ending where Shepard lives?
And gets the
happily ever after?
No, he doesn't get a happily ever after.
No, you just see him breathe, I guess. Yeah. I heard that online. Listen, man, when
games.
I read IGN...
Yeah, play the game. Play the game.
It is worth it.
I need to.
It's
and
very
at
worth
point,
it.
At this point, you know how cheap you can get them?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
No?
They still retain a lot of their value. They're still $17, $18 for those games.
Well, right now, at a certain establishment, they're buy one, get one free.
Oh, yeah, they are buy one, get one free right now at a certain establishment. Yes, they are.
So, I need to
go pick them up, man.
$20 is an awful lot of money for a really good game.
So, I got a funky news story. You guys are going to love this shit, right? Okay, this is so good. So, this religious family, didn't like the laws in the United States, and they thought their religious freedom was being impeded because they didn't feel like they should pay taxes that could fund abortions, and they didn't feel that the church was even run by God anymore. And I was like, "Well, when has it been?" Like, so, they set sail off of California. Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but
what
people run it and they make a lot of money.
Yeah, that's.
Get out!
Some churches are more like corporations than they are.
Pretty much all of them. I think you got to pay $10.50 for a baptism now.
My mind's totally blown. Right now. Totally blown.
Yeah, I mean, when you walk in the door, they ask for a major credit card. So,
that's rough.
You may as well. They got the card swipe right at the door.
And if you and if you don't have a line of credit with a major credit card company, they'll give you the Holy High Roller card. It's got a 14% interest rate, so it's good.
I gotta say, man, I mean, you know me and what I believe.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough because I can't joke because I got invited to a college group one night, and I went there. The church wanted...
What, a college group?
Yeah, like a college youth group.
Oh, I had a whole different kind of group in mind when you said that.
They wanted my thumbprint and my address so that they could...
What?
And, like, I could check in every time I went there.
Are you fucking...
No, I'm not even joking. And I said, no, thank you, and wanted to leave.
Right, and you're good, because
an address?
6 months later, you'd have been drinking Kool-Aid.
They have a high school and everything attached to their church.
What is this? What is this church?
It's Meadowbrook in Ocala. They have like a full
Bolo
compound.
Meadowbrook. Be on the lookout.
They have like not to they be have trusted. Like a big mural of the pastor and his family right when you walk in.
They have a mural of the pastor and his family, like he's Mao Zedong, like he's like, the, like he's Don Capitan. Like,
is it at least well done?
Yeah.
Is it tasteful? Does he have like his hair blowing back?
Like, does he have like hounds and like shotguns? And, you know, like.
No, it's just of his family.
On the nice throne.
But this
with,
was
like,
this was like 2 years ago. So
with his American flag polo,
they probably retina scan you now.
They retinal scan you. Yeah. Okay, so this family, like, they decide they get a boat and a little dinghy and they set sail for these. I forget what the fuck islands they are. They're in like Micronesia. It's like the population 100,000.
Oh Jesus!
I was gonna
I
say
can
how great would it be
going.
If they go okay. to Galapagos Island?
Hey, look, you kids can watch evolution in action. So fuck Jesus. Here we go. So they go. They're on the islands. They're on their way to the islands. They hit a storm. Okay. This is how you know God's not real, and he doesn't like you, if he is real. Because these people are thinking they're doing the right thing. They're doing the Christian thing.
Yeah.
They're getting out for their freedom, and they're going out into the ocean to find new lands.
You mean they're not? Continue.
Anyways.
Sorry.
So they're out on the seas. They're out on the seas. Okay. They set sail. Storm hits. Their fucking engine gets taken out.
Whoa.
And they're adrift for 2 weeks.
Whoa.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
How long did they prepare for?
I don't know, but they were okay. They some people rescued
thank
them.
Thank God they were okay.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank God.
Oh, God. They caught a bad break.
I mean, like, you'd think if the Lord was real, he would have just, you know, floated them to the islands. Like, he would have done them a solid.
You guys are up to some real good
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
I'm down with
that. I like you people.
Here, let me help you right yeah. along, like that kid in, what was it? Life of Pi.
Yeah,
with,
I never saw
the,
that. Did you see
with,
that?
With all the critters helping him and shit. I don't know. Like, he was hooked
see,
up.
See, I never saw that.
You never saw it?
No, I didn't see
I
it.
I saw it in Dutch. I downloaded it from Pirate Bay. I forwarded to it. I didn't understand a damn thing they were saying. There's not a whole lot of talking. It's just, you know, him and animals.
Were
and
you
shit.
Just Google Translate the whole time?
No. I would just kind of skip ahead on the little progress bar. Just kind of, you know, touch like a couple centimeters ahead. Cause, well,
we were out for a 3-hour tour. The mate was a mighty sailing man, a skipper, a man of God. If it wasn't for those fucking storms, we would have got to the islands. To get to the islands. So we sat down in the ship while storm went and we prayed real hard. But we never got our prayers answered cause there is no God. Cause there is no God.
I wish I had your ability.
Right?
Like that's
I'm telling you.
You talked about this a couple weeks ago,
it's
but
insane.
It's just you're not with him at work, man.
Yeah.
7 o'clock at night,
you'll
no
tell
one
me
in
about
the store.
Songs that he comes up with at work, and I'm like, yo,
gay rapper.
You oh. record this
yes,
shit.
We have to talk about this. Oh my God, dude.
Have you heard his Blu-ray shit?
My Blu-ray shit?
Blu-ray.
Oh, Blu-ray. My rapper, the guy the rapper I had a rapper named Blu-ray.
He had this whole other, like, identity.
Yeah.
It was Blu-ray.
Yeah. I can't believe you remember that.
Oh,
thing,
man.
No, how can you forget that?
I can't remember.
Gold.
I can't even remember all of it.
That shit is great.
Yo, Blu-ray, son. All my raps in high def.
HD 1080p.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember that shit now. Yeah. So anyway, so we're at work, and this guy's telling me who's this guy, Charlemagne the rapper.
Yeah, Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne.
Yeah,
the
he's
God.
He's a YouTube guy, and basically he made this video, and he's like, I want to sign a gay rapper because
yeah.
they would be like a hero among their minority, like they would sell lots of records, and he goes, but. He's got to be a dude. He's got to have tats, wear Tim's, white tees.
Yeah,
so
he's got to be. He's got to be
so
a real gay
be,
thug.
He's got to be a homo thug.
Yeah.
So he's got to be a top bitch.
Right. Yeah. He's like, and he's got to talk shit, man. He's gonna be like, "Hey, bro, fuck with me. I'll fuck you in the ass." Like,
I can look you in the eye.
I will fuck you in
like,
the ass.
I was like, so I was weird at the store. I was like, when I grew up, I wanted to be famous in hip hop, but my name's synonymous for sucking cocks. You can find my number in the bathroom at truck stops. And in my mouth where I take the fucking shots. You know, like this.
I don't give no reach around. That's not how I get down.
I went to prison on purpose. So I could get tossed up. You could find my legs cocked up in the back of my roommate's bunk.
Oh, God.
It got sense.
Yeah.
It was
beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. It was.
Yo, if that doesn't sell records, yeah. I don't know what.
But, like, I'll get shanked in the anus as long as I'm famous.
Actually, it's my understanding there already is a gay rapper.
Is there?
Yeah.
But openly gay?
Yes.
Like, from the get-go?
I was riding with one of my buddies. He had the radio on. And on comes this song where this guy says something. Like, it seriously opens up with, I didn't know how to approach being a gay rapper, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, did he just say what I think he said? He's like, yeah. And, like, throughout the whole song, he's talking about the difficulties of being gay and trying to open up and,
wow.
and
really?
You know, own that and whatever. And basically
tap into his
talent for rapping and still be himself.
His talent for rapping and frapping.
Which... I didn't listen to a whole lot of it because as soon as he said he was gay, I was like. But what I heard,
I am not the intended audience
have,
for
like,
this.
The massive flow that I'm looking for, you know, he didn't have. I wasn't impressed at all. But he is out there. Good for him.
Well, yeah. See, but you have to be a talented gay rapper.
Yeah, you gotta be a homo thug.
Listen,
I would have given it time, but like look, when I listen to rap, I want it to be something I either A
right
can.
Rap along to,
can agree with, and,
right?
And it's got a message that I can kind of relate to, or it's got to be straight up violent, dude.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's me. I love gangster rap. I mean, I don't support any of that
it feels
stuff,
like I'm
but I love
a nut
it
when I open you up
because your body is exposed to the midnight mist. The fuck is giving my ring a kiss because I'm giving dirt naps. Coming with them dumb ass raps to make your lungs collapse. Perhaps
God
you never
it,
sleep because every time you doze,
you
catch blows to the motherfucking nose. They don't make shit like that anymore.
Hell no. That was straight murder
look,
shit.
Look, I love Ice Cube, okay, but he made Are We There Yet 2 and then dropped a new album. And I went, bro,
nope.
I can't take your gangsterness legitimately anymore. You're making children's movies. Now, don't get me wrong. I still love your rap. I can listen to it. But there's no part of me that believes you're in a murderous mind state. Okay? You're in a making money
you
state.
You do not see the devil in the mirror,
that, He's got that maternal murderous state. Protective.
Yeah. He's like, you fuck with my kids, I'll murder you. Ice Cube's in full effect. Anyway, so these people came back. They're back here on the shore. They're safe and sound. And I just wonder if their faith has been shaken, honestly. I mean, all jokes aside.
There's not been a follow-up? Not yet.
I mean, but wouldn't you think, like, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, that's a rough
like
thing
to
go
out,
through.
Man.
Cause you know,
like to dig a little
you
deeper.
Know that they... Yeah. They, I mean, is it two parents and children, or mm-hmm. was it just two parents?
Two parents, two kids, and their father-in-law.
Five people,
yeah.
2 weeks in the ocean.
Which parents' dad?
I can't remember which one it was.
How many
I think
of
it was
the children
the,
were
the woman's dad? Huh?
How many of the children were eaten?
None, because they're Christian.
Well, yeah.
Well, they're out there for 2 weeks, and there was no fucking. Definitely no masturbating.
Well,
2 fucking weeks.
Speaking of that,
not me.
Speaking of abstaining. Okay, on Facebook today on We Fucking Love Atheism, which is a page I subscribe to.
Me too.
Yep. There's this married couple. Get this shit.
Yeah,
okay,
I've seen this article
you saw this
before.
Article.
Yeah.
They abstained from having sex their whole 14-month courtship, which is okay. That's admirable. Cool
yeah,
beans.
Good job.
It's actually nothing new.
Right.
Tons of people do that.
Right, but they got married though, and now they've postponed having sex indefinitely.
Nobody does that.
Why? And the girl is saying, well, if it was holy then, it must be twice as holy now. Like, have you read your own Bible, fucktard? It says be fruitful and multiply.
There is a certain sect that, one of my friend's buddies, they call him One Shot. There's a reason.
That sounds like an interesting story all its own. So, One Shot?
So, it's a sect that believes that you only have sex to...
Procreate. Okay.
And so, their first time, whenever they got married, it worked. So, good old One Shot.
Wait, so... Okay, so, wait a minute.
Terrible.
Let me get this straight. They fuck... He busts one deep inside. She gets pregnant. And then that's it?
That's it. Procreate. Only thing that sex is necessary.
Okay, let me tell you something, okay? This is where I have a...
Well, let me... I am not the Christian that believes in
no,
this.
No, I know that.
I want to get down. That's, I would be serious. I'm down.
It's like...
You better be down.
I don't support eating raw potatoes.
You better come here. I'll part them lips like the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Call me Moses. I got to run.
What they said they do. She missed her face.
Yeah, she said she missed her face with cold water when they kiss in the kitchen when they have naughty thoughts. And he eats a raw potato.
Oh. A full raw potato. Really?
I've taken a bite of a raw potato and I've been like... Nah, this needs to be thrown in the deep fryer.
Like, don't even cut it up. Just right now. This needs to be amended.
In the deep fryer, when it comes out, just throw some seasoning
on it. I don't understand this. And my whole thing is this, like, especially with the one-shot guy, right? Like, if you fuck one time, how do you not want to keep fucking all the time?
Straight up.
Yeah.
Like, how does
the first time I fucked?
The struggle is real.
I was like, yo, I gotta get my dick wet.
There ain't no struggle, dog.
And again.
There ain't no struggle with an atheist, okay? We fuck.
We're like Nike.
Yeah. Indiscriminately, like Tiger Woods and shit. Just like. We don't give a fuck. We can give
it's
a fuck less.
Surprisingly, they keep him then.
Let me tell you something, okay? This makes no sense to me. The girl was very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy was lucky to have a girl that attractive.
Oh, yeah.
If I were him, I'd be fucking the bricks off this girl. Because let me tell you something. This may work for the first... They've done this for 25 months, and they say there's no marital stress. Okay? Either they're both gay, and they don't want to tell their parents because of they're fucking terrified of the religious backlash.
Which is very unfortunate.
Right. Yeah.
They should be able to enjoy their lives and be who they
right.
are.
Right. Be who you are. If you love the cock, love the cock.
No, he's fucking some strange on the side, man. Like, that's...
I don't think so. I looked at the picture of him, and I'm like, wow. This is the first person I've ever met that really doesn't give a fuck about fucking. And I think maybe she's just not that attracted to him. Maybe they're like more friends than they are lovers.
And they just decided to
and
get
they're
married.
Just they decided to get married so they could live together without their parents judging them. And maybe it's a financial decision more than it's anything.
Man.
Maybe.
Could be.
Because I can't honestly see sleeping next to that whore and not putting it deep inside her every fucking day.
No, straight up. Like, she...
She was very attractive.
Like, hey, does this towel smell like chloroform? And fuck the shit out of her.
Part of me that wants to find out where they live and give her a gift rape.
Oh, God. I'm doing this more for you than I am for me.
You know?
Trust me.
It's like,
this is very taxing.
You gotta say surprise first.
Yeah.
Yell surprise when you break in first. That'll help.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Wrap your dick in a bow.
Up, he's in the corner crying.
Yeah, I want him to watch.
Wrap your dick in a bow, put it in a box.
Be like, hey, what would Jesus do? Okay? He'd have sex with his wife. Ask Mary Magdalene.
Yeah. That's.
You can still cry through duct tape.
But it doesn't come off.
It damn sure doesn't.
Yeah.
Silence is golden, duct tape is silver.
Silence is golden, golden, but God still sees. Gift rape, kids, look it up.
You know when she's been turned out.
No, please don't.
What? You know when she's been turned out, He would have to. Let me tell you something.
All this chick needs is a salami laid right one time, and this guy would be out the door. Oh, yeah. Like in a minute, he'd be like, "Honey, like I thought we were gonna not have sex." And she's like, "Yeah, I got a gift rape."
Or, and bear with me, maybe it's actually genuine. Maybe they actually just don't care to have sex.
I don't know.
There are people like that.
Oh, yeah. You mean the asexuals?
Yeah. He has no sexual drive at all whatsoever. He stays at home and plays video games all day long. He'll go to theme parks and whatever and have fun and nerd out.
But he has no desire to talk to a woman or anything?
No.
Whoa, no, that's strange to me.
Look, he's not gay.
Right.
But, like, when he sees, like, a really hot chick, he looks at her features and he sees things that others would find attractive, right? And he recognizes it, but it does nothing for him.
That's strange.
He gets off on, like, nerdy shit. And it makes me think. Do you think maybe he just surrounds himself with technology and just fucking whacks it?
Maybe, like, he's just wired differently. Like, have you seen those people that, like, are in love with inanimate objects?
Yeah.
I know a guy that married his car.
No way.
Dude, you know some interesting fucking people, man.
That's... call him Corvette George. Straight up, dude.
That's a hell of a name.
Does he, like, fuck the tailpipe or what?
I never asked him.
We need to interview this guy.
Bring him in.
Yeah,
we need He's to on talk. The other coast, bro.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we need to talk to the asexual nerdy guy. You think maybe we could get him on the show?
I don't see why not.
Right?
I don't have his number.
I would love to pick that guy's brain. I would love to find out exactly, like,
what it is. He's a really strange cat, but, like, no, seriously, he really is weird. But, like, whenever we're talking, like, he'll bring up something that is just weird to most people, and I'm fascinated.
Right.
I'm not the type of person that will hear that and judge him, but I'll ask questions. I'll be like, dude, You do realize that's outside of the norm, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, that's cool that you do that and you it makes you happy.
Yeah.
But, like, he came into work one day. He had hand cramps because he was playing World of Warcraft.
Oh, my God. Oh, World of Tanks?
Yeah.
I heard that game's really cool, though.
It is really cool.
Yeah. It's coming to the Xbox for free.
He thinks it's a lot cooler than...
life?
Anything. Well, not anymore. Like, now he's bored by it. I don't know what he's playing now, but, like, he was all about the World of Tanks.
I find it fascinating that there's people out there that have no desire for other people. Like, no matter what sex they are.
He's
like,
a total shut-in, bro.
He doesn't have to converse.
He would much rather...
It's weird.
That's so odd to me, though. Like, I'm a very social person. I can't imagine... Most people are. Most people need other people. As a species, we're a very social species. I find that fascinating. I would love to interview this guy.
He's like, almost violently independent. Like, Whoa. Yeah, he does live with his parents, but, like, he rides a motorcycle.
Right.
He's been saving money for, a smart car. He wants to drive a really small car.
Right. Well, I get it. He's very about himself and nothing else, really.
Yeah. He buys annual passes to the theme parks. Just goes whenever he wants.
By himself, though? Like, does he have friends?
He goes by himself. He doesn't...
See, I...
Look,
I can't judge him on that.
You go in as a single rider, think about
it. I've done that.
You go in as a single rider, you're on the ride like that.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're with other people, if they're hungry, you gotta stop and wait for them. Wait in line.
Dude,
get their food. Wait for them to eat. Nah, he... Fuck that. He eats before, goes in. If he feels like eating while he's there, he'll eat while he's there.
Wow.
Goes home, satisfied, he had a good time.
Wow.
And that's it. And he really doesn't look for any more than that in life. He likes...
It's a very interesting life, man. It's very strange to me. It's very, like, odd, and, like, I don't understand it. I'm not gonna knock it. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own way of life and living, and... You know, and I joke around a lot on this show, and I make a lot of comments and things like that, but I'm a very easygoing guy, and I'm a very accepting guy, and I think, like, fuck, man, you only live once. Like, you know what? Do whatever makes you fucking happy, man. We're really here for a very short time.
Exactly.
And
the moment you become unaccepting is the moment that you probably need to be cut off from society. Like, whenever you don't...
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Whenever you're not willing to... Because we had this conversation at work.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm I mean, I'm open. I'm chill. I don't care that other people believe different things from me. I want to talk to them.
Teach their own.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested in you. I'm interested in what you believe.
He's a believer. I'm not. We talk about why we think the way we do. We have conversations about it, and we both learn things about each other and learn things about points of view that are different.
And especially at this age, everybody, of course, has different experiences. Different stimuli. You probably experienced certain things that just, you know, kind of told you, hey, that's what I believe, and that's why I believe it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll be honest, I've never had anything like that, so this is why I don't believe.
Look, yeah. I'm a skeptic of everything, though. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, me too.
I'm a skeptic of fucking aliens. I'm a skeptic of ghosts. I'm a skeptic of everything. Like, because look, until you can definitively prove to me that aliens have visited this planet, then it's all conjecture, man. It's all fucking opinion. And let's face it, eyewitness testimony is bullshit because people miss shit all the time, and they remember things differently than what they really happen. Have aliens visited this planet? Maybe. Do I think they're abducting people and putting probes in their ass? Probably not. If it is happening, then that's fucking weird. There's a whole race of, like, butt fetish aliens out there. Like, I'm, you know,
like, they saw Star Trek and they think we like it.
All right. So, in every other species, this is where the brain is.
Right.
We just want a screechack into the brain. The brain's right up here.
You're going about it all wrong. The brain's around the. Look, you got
it
all wrong.
It's on the other side.
If you just go around about 180 degrees, it's right in the tip of my cock.
That's where most of my stimuli is. That's where all the thinking.
That's where all the real heavy thinking goes.
You want to probe stuff through?
No, they don't have to put it through my urethra. They can put a probe around it, like a glove,
like
probe.
an outer probe, like an MRI.
They just stick a fleshlight on you and extract their
make a life model decoy of my brain.
Fantastic! It'll milk for your freaking man gold.
Listen, if aliens want to abduct me and milk my man butter, then that's fucking more power to them.
Have all the babies. Have all of them.
Look, if you want to make if you want to make hybrids from my DNA, I'm all about it because I ain't never having kids. So fuck
it.
All
right.
Look, are there aliens out there? Most certainly, there are aliens out there. There is bound to be life on other planets. You'd have to be an idiot to believe that there's not life on other planets.
I'm up for that.
You'd have to be.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell that out of billions upon billions upon billions of stars, planets orbiting them.
There's nothing else out there.
You'd have to be stupid to believe
that. For fuck's sake, we found water on Mars.
We found water on Mars already. Look.
Woo!
Mars, these guys talked about it. I've got about, like, three other people that are like, I want to be that guy to die on Mars.
Yeah.
Send me up.
I told you.
I don't give a shit.
Me too.
That's what I said. I would love to be the first man to die on another planet. I'm in history books forever.
If I die in space or even going to space, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Put
what me up there. What more noble cause could you die for than the exploration and expansion of the human race?
Exactly.
In my opinion, there's no way in hell that this burg is sustainable. Okay, I don't care how fucking eco-friendly we get. Eventually, our sun's going to explode. We need to get the fuck out of our solar system. Did you realize that scientists now are close to warp bubble technology?
Oh, shit.
I was reading about this. They're in the Jet Propulsion Lab at NASA and out in California. They've created an artificial warp bubble. Almost a stable one. It's not quite stable yet, and they're going to put a microscopic spaceship in it because that's really all that they can test it with at this point, because the warp bubble is very small. It's like infinitesimally small. Yeah. And it doesn't stop, so, like, they have no way of stopping the warp bubble once they create it. Like, you'd have to have a ship that was capable.
How the fuck would they even go about creating it?
It's a very small warp bubble. It takes a massive amount of energy. Well, the mathematics has been around for a while now. It's mathematically sound. We are probably 50 years out from sustainable warp technology. 50 to 100.
All we need is nanos so I can be in my prime when
it
happens.
Listen, we are fast approaching a time where humanity...
We are fortunate
to live in these times. We are fast approaching a time where humanity is no longer going to have to be 100% human, where we're going to be augmented with technology and fitted with robotics and cybernetics.
It's already been instated. I've seen tons of people with artificial limbs and AIDS.
And the technology is expanding so fast that by 2030, the computers are going to be smarter than a human brain. Smarter than a human brain. We're also fast approaching the precipice where we could create an artificial intelligence that decides it doesn't need us anymore. That's a very real possibility. In fact, a scientist approached the UN and actually stood up in the UN and said, "You guys need to be very careful with these DARPA killer droids and drones and stuff like that." He goes, "You are fast approaching a time where you're going to make killer machines that decide that they don't want to kill for you anymore."
Yeah.
He's like, "This is a very dangerous path. And yes, you want to eliminate human casualties in war, but we have to think about the ethics of what a machine is going to think about these sorts of things. Like, we're fast approaching a time where a machine is going to be able to contemplate its own existence. And once that happens, it may decide that we're fucking redundant because it doesn't have the human capacity of feelings and stuff that we haven't built into it. It'll be our fault if that thing kills us because we haven't built it to feel."
Have you seen the robots that Homeland Security has? They look like fucking Terminator.
That's the DARPA one I'm talking about.
Yeah, those are the DARPA,
it's got
bro.
The guns Holy on the shoulders.
Shit. No joke.
Yeah.
No that fucking is joke.
T-100, but that's the start.
But they're classified for urban civilian pacification.
Yeah.
That's scary right there.
That's a PC way of saying death.
Yeah.
Urban pacification and robotic destruction.
You want to loot? Die.
Drop it.
Yeah. Freeze, scumbag.
Like,
target acquired.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Do you think Detroit needs to build RoboCop?
All you gotta do is go up some stairs.
Listen,
to be honest, Michael Bay just needs to buy Detroit.
Do you think Detroit needs to build RoboCop? Because, like, remember RoboCop? Like, how did that movie accurately predict what Detroit was going to look like 20 years later?
It's beautiful.
It still had, like, mid-90s Ford Tauruses as their, cruisers. Look at, like, what was that?
They're still driving Ford Tauruses
now. I'm pretty sure
that
Detroit's
I thought they had Impalas and...
Look, the only thing Detroit does have on its police force is good cars because they're made in Detroit.
Because they're made there. They go right from the factory.
It's a very sobering thought, gentlemen, that Detroit soon will be a ghost town.
Oh yeah.
It has 790,000 abandoned buildings.
What's sad is that
what?
Yeah.
Yes.
And America's poking fun at them.
Yeah.
There was a baseball game
the
other day. It was whoever Detroit Tiger, I don't keep up with fucking baseball.
Mm.
But it was a Detroit team versus someone else.
Tigers, yeah.
And the Detroit team started a chant. The other team was like, "Detroit's bankrupt," and it was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, shit was about to get real, son.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, they just started chanting it, and it was like,
"How many thousand buildings?"
790,000 abandoned structures.
That's 790,000.
They're starting
to go to smoke crack,
yeah.
and not get judged.
We need the Arkham City, Detroit.
Listen, my God! Well, you know that there's a company that's trying to build an actual zombie theme park in old Detroit.
Oh, really?
They've bought, like, something like 12 city blocks, and they're in the process of completely walling it off and putting razor wire on the top, and then making sure the structures are obviously safe for people to go into. And you pay money, I forget how much it is, you go in, there are supplies throughout the area of the theme park, and you literally try to survive 3 days of a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, shit, that'd be awesome.
Where the zombies are trying to get you, and you have, like, you know, like, laser tag type of guns or paintball guns or something
Sign
me up, right?
Let's go.
Except my only problem is...
Can you get live rounds?
No.
Oh.
My only problem is I would want live rounds, because how many crackheads will scale that wall in a minute?
Straight up.
Right?
You know what they could do? Find people with terminal illnesses. Just throw them in there. Abduct them. Take them out to the hospital. Throw them in.
They're
death row inmates.
They're not selling. No, they're not selling.
Tattoo something on them, and then that way you know, hey, that's a zombie.
That's
I'm
a
not a zombie.
One.
I'm a human being. Dead.
They're me and Cliff were talking about this the other day.
Mm.
They stopped selling the. All the companies have stopped selling Texas the juice, the poison to put inmates down.
To death. Yeah,
and so send them to Detroit, the theme park. Just start.
Look, listen to me. I want to wall the entire city of Detroit off, turn it into like an Escape from New York style prison.
Put cameras everywhere.
Yes. And then put it on pay-per-view.
Yes.
Be like, Sunday. Money, it's Detroit Live. It's like
Detroit Live.
Detroit Live. As long as it can be. I mean, honestly, I think it's time that we just let her go.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're doing a little Smash TV.
Trim the fat.
Go quietly into that
Running
sweet
Man.
Night.
State of emergency.
Dude, fucking Running Man.
Running Man.
I'm telling you, well, it's Smash like
we
TV, talk,
I think
like
we
that.
Talked about it on the podcast
yes.
before, where it's like, you know what, Running Man is in Detroit. It's just putting a guy in a business suit with a suitcase handcuffed to his arm and telling him good luck.
Yeah.
If you can make it out, you win.
You mean to tell me people wouldn't watch that?
Everybody in America would watch that. You want to know why?
Would watch that.
Because we love violence, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
This country is a violence-loving nation.
Just the country, our fucking species, bro.
Well, yes, our species, but this country especially loves violence. We love violence, and we condemn sex, and it's the oddest fucking dichotomy in the world.
And Jesse see it every day when we work.
Yep.
I think sex is awesome.
Nobody gives a shit about how much you can beat someone to death with something or shoot them in the face.
Yeah.
But if it shows partial nudity, which is a bathing suit in a video game.
Yeah, the parents get pissed off.
You do not touch that
video
game.
They consider a bathing suit partial nudity?
Yeah, that's
why you get
it. I thought partial nudity was like a nip
slip. Well, no, partial
nudity.
Bathing suit, you can still get a teen rating.
But that's partial nudity.
Right.
So,
listen.
Rumble Roses, Witcher?
Yeah, listen.
What?
Witcher's mature.
Yeah, but Witcher has titties.
Yeah,
right?
Witcher straight up has a love scene where they show fucking, yo. that game is amazing. Like, that game is where I wanted, like, that game's fucking fantastic. But, yo, here's my thing, though. Like, it's true. Parents will come in, and it doesn't matter. We'll tell them, like, look, this same game has, like, gratuitous violence. He goes, oh, I don't care about that. It shows nudity, or he can fuck a hooker. And she's like, oh, my God.
No. Do not touch it, son. Goodbye.
Yeah. Like, dude,
this is the same country, though, that, like, a movie like which Lord of the Rings was it, where they volleyed the severed head?
That was Lord of the Rings, not to break out my nerd on that.
Was that Two Towers?
That was Return of the King.
Yeah, Return of the King.
Where they took the heads from...
And that's still PG?
Yeah,
yeah they threw it on Minas Tirith.
But that's what I'm talking about. Look, we will show people getting decapitated.
Spouses, their children.
Yeah.
Their family. Watch their severed heads come over that wall.
Listen, we will show people getting decapitated on regular cable television. Okay? We'll show dismemberment, blood and gore, people getting shot in the face.
Walking
but
dead.
A titty slips at the Super Bowl and the whole fucking country goes apeshit. And not even a good titty. Let's face it, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
Janet Jackson's saggy titty.
Jack,
and nobody saw it. Nobody saw it. I was watching that Super Bowl and I didn't see it.
Not
I didn't
to go
see
back
it.
On old material.
You were really
but that's
watching
serious.
The halftime
like,
show.
Like, yeah, this was on another one, but
on
yeah,
purpose.
It's
what was this on another podcast?
Oh yeah,
did we talk about this?
Went into extreme
about Janet Jackson's titty.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
fuck Janet Jackson's titty.
Yeah.
I'll say it again.
We're double angry about it.
I am. Well, because like, look, I
mentioned it twice.
Yeah,
I just don't understand in this country why we glorify violence, but nudity is so shunned and ashamed. And honestly, and you may disagree with me on this, but I blame the religiotards. I really do. I blame this country of sexual repression and religious sexual repression. I really do. And that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that in my opinion, it's just there's such a focus on not having sex and not doing, you know, things that you're technically not supposed to sexually.
Biblically, yeah.
Yeah. But violence, on the other hand, I mean, Jesus whipped it out, man. He got pissed in the temple.
Like, oh, yeah, he threw the money changers out
and
slammed down all the
tables.
Shit.
And that's when I got pissed. I was watching the, because this was terrible, man. It was really bad. But the History Channel Bible TV show,
they
whitewashed everybody.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. It was Middle East with white people.
It's and always so, a Middle East with white people. Yeah. Look at the pictures of Jesus. He has, like, long, flowing brown locks and, yeah. like, a perfect beard. He was probably 5'4", with scraggly with beard and a Jufro.
Looked homeless and...
Yeah.
But so, in the Bible TV show, like, in the Bible, it clearly describes him getting livid and flipping tables. And
right.
Jesus kind of lost his shit.
So what did he do in the TV Bible show, version?
He just was like, there's your table. Flip it over. Let me gently, please get out of my temple.
So he basically
have a
just
nice
placed
day.
It on its side?
Yeah, he was like, please get out of the temple. Stop selling your things.
You know, look.
He said please?
No, but it was a very...
I don't like to get too involved arguing about fictional characters. The only point is...
It's just... We're so against showing... nudity.
I know.
And
I know.
It's unnecessary.
And it's like, and it's so scary.
I love titties.
Who doesn't love titties?
I know, really. I mean, fuck.
Gay guys.
Gay guys love titties.
They love titties.
Do they?
One of my good friends is gay. That's his fucking favorite thing in the world. He'll bounce on the dick all day, I bet, but he loves titties.
Yeah?
Like, oh yeah. He's power bottom, but he loves
titties.
He's a power bottom.
Power bottom.
Who's this guy? We gotta have him on the show. Can we get him on the show?
Because
I know another guy who's a power bottom.
What happens? Do they, like, run away from each other when you get them too close? Like... Negative polarity.
Right.
Just woo. Magnets, man. How do they work? Fucking insane cloud posse.
Magnets, how do they work? Nobody knows.
It's miracles.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
What's his name?
I don't want to.
No, no, we're not going to talk dirty about him.
JJ, he's a nice guy.
Can we get him on the show? You think?
I don't know, man. He's...
We're gay friendly on this show.
Oh, yeah. He might come.
I would love to. Well,
nice face. I like that. Hey. He might come.
No, I love him, man. He's one of my good friends, and he's actually had a really, like, I mean, after coming out and everything, but
he had a rough time coming out and stuff. I would love to talk to him about that. Like, that would be really cool.
I feel bad for gay people that
have
a hard time coming out, dude. Seriously.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Me too. I mean, it's my mom all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah,
like she was. She gave me an expressway lane. Like, son, if you feel this way, you can be this way.
Did your mom think you were gay?
No.
Was she like, look?
Dude, I've talked to you about my
mom. I've seen the wrestling posters.
I've seen all the sweaty guys.
I'm just saying, if you're gay, it's cool.
It just, it's...
We're good.
My mom always left it, she left it very open to me what I believed in and how I felt as a kid.
That's cool, though. That's very
cool.
Yeah,
I was never influenced in any way. I was, I guess I'm a child that chose his own path.
Well, because you were an atheist at one point.
He's one of the few
atheists that I found that's actually gone back the other way.
And that sounds like it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However, back to the,
power bottom? Are we going?
No, back to the power bottom.
Power bottom!
But as far as giving you space as a child, I think all kids need that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All kids need
that.
My kid's not going to be forced.
No.
That's guaranteed.
Because that's the way it should be.
Than an adult that is torn, that doesn't know exactly who they are.
Right.
And they're unhappy.
Dude, I see kids that are forced all the time in church and stuff, and if they rebel hard, and it's worse
and
for
it's
them.
Not, yeah, and it's not good
yeah.
for them.
It hurts them in the
long
run.
I mean, I knew plenty of girls that were so repressed because of their family, and then they end up becoming fucking total whores and pregnant by the time
they're
17.
Exactly.
You know? Instead of being able to have that little bit of freedom to be the child they are and discover themselves.
Why all women at our age are either...
Here we go.
With one kid or two kids.
Yeah.
Or more.
Well, because he and I were talking about this, and this is so true, is that, like... Once you reach your late 20s to early 30s, it's hard to find a woman who does not have a kid.
Oh, I
or
believe
two.
It.
I'm not knocking them for it.
No, not at all.
It's
but
honest mistakes. I know one in particular. She was dating this guy, and they were having sex and whatever, and it just happened. She was like, oh, shit, I'm pregnant.
I love abortion.
Absolutely. Yes.
I love abortion. And I think, and here's my thing. I think, I don't know why the Republicans are against abortion. I think nobody has explained to the Republicans abortion properly. And I'm going to do that right now. Republicans.
In 3, 2, 1.
You should be behind abortion 100%. You want to know why? Who gets abortions? Minorities and poor people. That would eliminate half the fucking voting block of the Democrat Party.
You're your target audience.
You're fucking stupid for not being behind abortions. Okay? You're fucking idiots. I was like, there should be abortion on demand. Another reason? Stem cell research. Stem cell research, okay? It comes from aborted fetuses. I know we can get it from other places. I like aborted fetuses stem cell research. If we would have had that back when President Bush was in office and not such a dumbass for not allowing it, maybe Christopher Reeve would still be alive. That's right. Superman, motherfuckers. Superman would still be alive. And he might be walking. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I'll tell you what else you can put in your pipe and smoke.
What?
What if walking was Superman?
Walking?
Walking.
Walking?
Yes, dude. He already flew in that Weapon of Choice video.
Hey. Wow.
Fat boy slip.
Here I am. Got these powers flying so high. My only one weakness is a rock. Comes from my home. Not Kansas.
But Krypton.
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 Oh! Krypton.
I called it Krypton the other night. I don't even know what that was all about. Krypton.
Man. So I fight bad guys and Lex Luthor and fuck. It's hard. It's not easy being cheesy.
With the mispronunciation of things, I was at MegaCon, which we were all at, but we weren't. I didn't.
I was very pissed that I couldn't fucking, we couldn't hang out.
Yeah, I could have texted you guys because the roof was made of fucking steel.
Yeah, what so there's was no that? Cell service. I had no reception. No. My camera worked like a fucking champ.
But so, seriously, we were at the voice actors panel where they were doing a reading of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, right.
As different characters. And seriously, they were reading it and, like, he pronounced the city wrong from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, and people got pissed.
Everyone was like, it's this. He goes, fucking nerds. And then he kept reading. Like, he kept reading. And it was like, me and Zach were sitting there. We were just like, oh, shit. Like, I thought there was about to be an uprising. It was a good time.
Wow, man. Shit.
You can't call people fucking nerds at a panel.
Well, John DiMaggio is awesome, man.
Well, you can, but you can't say it in a negative way.
I think he did it in a right way. I think he did it in a right way. I think that was pretty funny.
Yeah, nerds.
So, but well, hey man, I think that's gonna about wrap it up for us tonight. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
Kamal Kambanok Saltosh.
And David Ward.
You guys have a good week, man. This has been episode 20, man. This is number 20 we're putting down right now. 20.
That's a big thing for us.
Our podcast is almost old enough to drink, ladies and gentlemen.
Milestone.
So you have a good night. We'll catch you next week. Peace.
Peace.
Later.